Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A judge is ordering the suspect in the New York City mass shooting this week to remain behind bars. Frank R. James made his first court appearance today since his arrest for the attack on commuters in Brooklyn that left more than 20 people injured, 10 with gunshot wounds. Gwen Hogan of Member Station WNYC has more.
62-year-old Frank R. James faces a terrorist charge of attacking a mass transportation system. If he's convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. During a federal court proceeding, James's attorneys asked for a psychiatric evaluation while he's in detention. U.S. District Attorney Sarah Winnick called it one of the worst attacks on the city in two decades. She says James carefully planned it and caused terror for victims and across New York. A judge ordered James detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center less than a mile away from the subway station where the attack occurred. 10 people were shot in the chaotic scene Tuesday morning during the rush hour commute. All the victims were expected to survive. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The state of Florida is banning nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. NPR's Greg Allen reports the new law signed by the Republican governor today is similar to one in Mississippi that seeks to overturn the landmark Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade.
Florida's law doesn't include any exceptions for pregnancy caused by rape or incest. It bans all abortions after 15 weeks, except for those that threaten the life of the mother. It was patterned after a Mississippi law now under review by the Supreme Court. Arizona recently adopted a similar measure. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law before a crowd of anti-abortion activists.
This will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation.
The law is seen as a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, which has been interpreted to allow abortions until the third trimester, about 24 weeks of pregnancy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Pentagon says it's unable to immediately confirm what caused a massive fire aboard a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Ukraine's military says it struck the cruiser with two missiles, while Russia claims an accidental fire is to blame. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
A senior defense official says there's significant damage to the Moskva, which is under its own power, with sailors still battling the fire. And that damage could have been caused by a missile or something else. The official says it appears a ship is headed toward the Crimean port of Sevastopol. Ukraine has said two anti-ship Neptune missiles struck the ship, and the Pentagon official says the Moskva was about 60 miles south of Odessa and within range of the missiles. The U.S. official also noted that 405 other Russian ships in the Black Sea started heading south after the fire. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
The Dow is down 113 points to 34,451. This is NPR News. Pfizer-BioNTech now wants to start offering COVID-19 booster shots to people as young as 5 years of age. Currently, everyone 12 and older is cleared to get the follow-up to the two-dose vaccine for additional protection against COVID-19. If you're at least 50 years of age, federal health officials recommend you get a second booster shot. Do not travel. Federal advisories for international destinations are expected to drop significantly. The State Department says it plans to stop automatically coordinating with the country's National Public Health Agency, which just yesterday announced changes to how it assesses COVID-19 threats. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Throughout the pandemic, the State Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention coordinated on travel advisories for countries hard hit by COVID. That will change starting next week as each side makes its own decisions about the risks of travel outside the U.S., such as political upheaval as well as COVID. At the moment, the State Department lists dozens of countries as do not travel because of COVID concerns. That number will drop sharply once the State Department update comes into effect. The CDC issued similar changes to its travel advisory this week. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the CDC is now requiring people to wear their masks on airplanes and in public transit hubs through at least May 3rd, given the increase in new COVID-19 cases in the Northeast and other parts of the U.S. The mandate was set to expire on Monday. The Nasdaq closes down more than 2%. This is NPR News.